الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are great, great lessons for us. Allah make it, especially what Maulana Musa read in the kitab, all the various types of sins there are, and what the consequences are. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us all. The translation of this dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth. وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ And give us the word actually, if we see, should have been وَوَفِقْنَا Give us tawfiq. But the word used by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which shows the vast knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرْزُقْنَا Give us the rosy of making its اتِّبَاعَ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ And show us the falsehood as falsehood. And give us the rosy of staying away from it. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi used to make dua, Allahumma man kana min hadhihi al-ummati ala ghayri al-haq wa huwa yadhunnu annahu ala al-haq. A person in this ummat who is on the wrong, but he thinks on this, he is on the right. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ Then returning to the truth so that he can be from the righteous people. So to see the truth, the right as right, that is also a very great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise today, unfortunately, we see what is happening commonly, that the people who are on the wrong, but how they are mustir, how they are insistent on it, that is the right. And they want everyone else also to do the wrong. And they're claiming it to be the right. As Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what will be your condition when you will not command that what is right and forbid that which is wrong? The Sahaba were very, very surprised and said, can the time like that come? Because the Sahaba, they were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They could not tolerate the wrong in the least but whatsoever. Afdhulul jihad kalimatu haqq inda sultanin jahilin. Just imagine, it comes in the hadith sharif, the best jihad, to go on the battlefield and make jihad, kill so many people, get yourself martyred also, but the best jihad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qawlul haqq, to speak the truth inda sultanin jahilin. By in front of an oppressive ruler. Today we can't tell our children, we can't tell our families anything, we can't tell our friends. The truth, we say that I thought I'd rather just keep quiet, otherwise there will be an argument, there will be a fight. But the Sahaba were of a complete different fiber. They just could not tolerate anything wrong, and they would speak out about it immediately. So that is a great quality which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. And then to have this great quality, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and what will be your condition when we people will command the wrong and forbid the right? He said, can a time like that ever come? But unfortunately we are living in those times. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we, in whichever way we can, that we maintain, and the least is that a person regards the wrong as wrong in his heart. If he cannot speak about it or anything, at least in his heart he maintains the right belief. And wara dhalik, but after that, there isn't one bit of iman then that is left. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us. Here in this hadith, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahib, rahimahumullah, said that the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, let us see the truth, the haqq, as haq. Warzukna tiba, and give us the rosy of ittiba. That's what Rahmatullah Ali used to say. If you join it with another hadith, that a person will not die hatta tasmila rizqa, until he does, kamaqal, until he does not complete his rosy. So in other words, oh Allah, give us the rosy of it. Not only the tawfiq, but that means fully, all the haq, I must see the haq as haq, and warzukna tiba'a, and give me the tawfiq to follow the haq fully, completely. What a mubarak life. What a dua to make a person a complete wali of Allah Ta'ala, that all the haq is in his life. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ. And oh Allah, show us all the batil, all the falsehood, as it is clearly the falsehood. وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. And give us the rosy, that fully we stay away from all batil. That person who has that great honor, that all the haq, he understands it properly, that tafaqquh fi deen, that proper understanding of deen, that is also a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, to understand deen properly. Otherwise, we have made our own ideas of what deen is. Every individual also, communities also, people, countries also, every, if you go to different countries, all are Muslims, Muslim countries you go to, they are all Muslims. But everyone has got his version of deen, and it is a separate version. So we have to try and follow that which is of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially today, with all this modernism and this nature, the tabiyyah of accommodating everyone, you must accommodate everyone. And in Gujarati, as we will say, moko hachwi lavano. That according to, don't upset the apple cart. That according to what is there at the time, just go with the wind. Go with the tide. Do what everyone is doing. And, but yet, the deen is not that. It is completely clear that the haq is haq and the batil is batil. The two are completely different, and they cannot mix with one another whatsoever. But today we say we want to have peace with everyone. Right? When we have to have unity with everyone. And you mustn't cause it, don't cause it. Just go along with what is being said. But this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a dua that we should Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to regularly make this dua also. And then with Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and see, especially this time of the year now, where on the one side, we can say the first half of this December, or two-thirds of it, people are busy making money, shops are busy, the malls are busy, everywhere, everyone is very, very busy. And then the second half again, then again it's all the holiday time. And unfortunately today, with the imitation of not the West, worse than that. That is terrible in its own. That is terrible, there is no doubt in it. But worse than that, the religious beliefs of the other people. And worse than that also, that from the mimbar it is being said. The alim says that we must also celebrate the birth of Isa alayhi salam. How can we do such a thing? And today, how many people have got Christmas trees in their houses, the small Christmas trees we have got in our houses. We'll have the turkey for the Christmas meal. All, how lot we are popping them. One buzur, the Hindus in India, they have one day which they call holy, where they read, anything they see, they paint it, they read. So one buzur saw a donkey or something, and he said, nobody made you red. So he was eating paan, and he spread that paan, the saliva of it, which is red in color, on the donkey. And for that, he had to pay for it in the akhirah. He was a buzurg, he was a pious person, but that little bit, he had to pay, the consequences were there. And today, we imitate them so much, whether it is in our dressing, in our lifestyle, our education, how much And we don't see the truth as truth. We see all that batil. One young girl, she going to school, but she's very unhappy with school. And she wanted to study. And her uncle in the UK, he sent a message from there that see to it that she don't leave school, that she must go to school. So everyone for the batil, for the wrong, how much people insist on that. And for the truth then, one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you." He said, "Think of what you are saying." He said, "I really love you." He said, "If you are really true, then be prepared for going through difficulties and hardships. For those who will follow me, they are going to get opposition. Today, whoever will speak the truth, just speak about the truth, and you get all types of criticism. And you are labeled with all types of labels. Eh? And people will dislike you. But as long as you go with the flow and follow everyone, then he's a very, very broad-minded Maulana. And he accommodates everyone. So today we have to see in the light of this hadith, where do I stand? Where do we stand? And we should try and bring the truth into our lives. And this batil which is there, it is so severe. Like we heard in the kitab now, all the various types of gunas, Allah save us all. And one thing is tawbah, istighfar. The doors of tawbah and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala has kept open. So we should keep on making tawbah and istighfar. In Tirmizi Sharif, there is a riwayat in which the Sahaba say, when they went to foreign land, there were things that they had to do which were wrong. But they were forced like to do it. But they used to make tawbah istighfar. So Allah has kept the doors of tawbah and istighfar open for us. We should try our utmost to maintain the truth all the time. And where we falter, tawbah istighfar. And Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah's rahmat, sabaqat rahmati. My rahmat has gone ahead of my ghadab, of my anger. My rahmat is more greater. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam with the Sahaba were traveling. They came across a place where people were camping. And while they were camping there, the mother was cooking. And the flames of the open fire, with the wind, it goes any direction, those flames. So her little child, how she was protecting her child. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, something to the effect, "Do you think that this mother will ever throw her child in the fire?" Of course she'll never. And she's protecting her child from the flames, the wind that is blowing the flames in the different directions. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah has got more mercy than all the mothers together. That Allah Ta'ala, so we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how sinful we are, how much we have gone astray, but never lose hope and always tawbah istighfar on our tongues. We should make tawbah and istighfar. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. And Mufassirin, there are two famous tafsirs of it. وَأَسْمَيْلَانِ يَسِيرِ. Not even a slight inclination to the wrongdoers. إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Or مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ. Now forget your action. Even your heart must not desire any wrong. All the wrong that they are doing, and now with this period year, with the holiday period, and then the Christmas period, then the New Year, the firecrackers, and the people sounding their hooters on New Year's night at 12 o'clock, all those things, those are not for us whatsoever. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala protect us from all this, and Allah give us the warzukna, the rosy of to completely stay away, to fully to understand the truth as truth, and to do all the truth, and to fully understand the falsehood as falsehood, and to stay away from the falsehood. So we must be on our guard for ourselves also, our families also, our children also. As Maulana was explaining, that the whole year you are with your students in the class, and you are teaching and you are making your namaz with Jamaat. Now this is the time of the year, many people, they have gone out camping somewhere, or they have gone out, and that is also quite so illogical. You spend so much money to make your house as comfortable as you can. The bedroom, you make it as you want it. Your bathroom, you make. Your garden, you make. The kitchen for your wife, you make it everything. And the time now when you get free to enjoy it all, now you go and camp somewhere. And there you are now cooking on a gas stove or something like that. And you are now where you can, your fridge is filled with the best food, your freezers are filled with the best food, but now you are taking tent food. And you are having tent food there now. So this is when akal goes onda, when the brain goes upside down. When you see the batil as haq and the haq as batil, then all these things start happening. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq, make the dua also regularly. This dua, Allah give us tawfiq to make it part of our duas. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make dua. And then together with the dua, we make the effort also. Because the winds of misguidance are blowing very strong these days. The time of Dajjal is close, it looks like. And the effects of all that is already here. Dajjal is really the false god of materialism. And today everyone is behind materialism. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will come. They will be the false gods of power. They will have so much power which Allah will give them. But Dajjal, when he's going to come, what will be the condition? Before he's coming already now, we are all just inclined to materialism. But alhamdulillah, in spite of that, there are many, many righteous and pious people. One friend was just explaining to us, Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Anandvi, who was in Middleburg, and a very, very pious person. His one son, he was in Rustenburg. He lived in Rustenburg. And he had that illness where both his legs were swollen, big, heavy swollen. And I think they sprained also with it or something, whatever. And in that condition, he was 10 years. 10 years he stayed in that condition. Then one Friday, Juma, after about 10 years, he told his wife that I'm going to masjid. She asked, you are out of your senses, you are mad or something. You know, masjid for him, not even Juma he could make it. Just there in bed all the time. But he insisted he's going. So he just, she said, impossible, how can you go? And then she called the children to explain to him. He insisted, he said, even if I have to go crawling, I will go crawling. But I have to go for Juma. When they saw his insistence, then they got some neighbors, youngsters, picked him up somehow, put him in the car, took him. So masjid people were surprised that he is here today in the masjid for namaz. Anyway, namaz took place, Juma namaz. After namaz, he passed away. Just see now. So even in these times, there are those people whom Allah tabar. One lady in Azad, not so long ago, she passed away. As she was passing away, her neighbor came and lifted her, picked her up. Asked her, you feeling any pain? She said, no, no pain whatsoever. And she just, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. So even today, don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. And this person who passed away, they asked his wife, this great position Allah has blessed your husband with. In your opinion, what do you think? Why did Allah give him this high position? She says, but I think there are two things. One is the khidmat of his mother he was making. He was, his mother's khidmat was his foremost thing in his life. And the second was, 10 years he was in that condition, but not one day, one minute did he complain ever. Sabah. Imran ibn Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, is a Sahabi. There are quite a few riwayat which are narrated by him. For 32 years, he had a sore and he could only lie in one position. For 32 years, he stayed like that. In the 32 years, not one day one complained. And today, how we complain. And there are so many other instances of people, what and what they go through, and no complaint whatsoever. And all that is what came in the Ash'ar and explained by Maulana, that when we have that level of Iman, that ta'alluq with Allah. One is to have Iman, alhamdulillah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala bless us. Yeah, Allah shukr, He gave us Iman. He keep us with Iman, take us with Iman. But that position, that fiery Iman, that good, that strong Iman in a person. And that is such a power, once a person has got it, no power in the world can block that power. That is the greatest power. And for that, it's all this effort continuously. MashaAllah, Jamaat going out, making effort, coming to the Khanqah, and Allah bless us with the true fervor and the true worry that to build up that Iman, for that to be regular with our zikr also. And whenever the occasion of guna comes, to stay away from guna. That is very important. And perchance we do fall in guna, to make tawbah, istighfar immediately. Like for example, who likes to be dirty? Nobody likes to be dirty. But if you do get dirty, somewhere, someplace you do, then you, as soon as possible, you wash yourself, you wash your clothes, you clean yourself, you change your clothes. So just like that, we try and stay clean, spiritually also. Stay away from gunas. Perchance we do get, and our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, used to explain so beautifully that a person who is a muttaqi, if we say that certain person is a muttaqi, that he is always with taqwa, doesn't mean his taqwa doesn't break. Though he is a muttaqi. And the example Hazrat is to give, like a person who makes wudu, and he stays ba-wudu. All the time is with wudu. But that person's wudu also breaks. He makes wudu before going to sleep. He makes 2 rakats of namaz. Allah, give us all tawfiq. Give me, give us all tawfiq. But the minute you sleep, your eyes close and you fell asleep, your wudu is broken. Now you're sleeping for 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever amount of time. You are all without wudu. But when you get up, again you make wudu. So everyone will say, this person stays with wudu all the time. But your wudu breaks, you have to go toilet also. You're not an angel, you're not a farishta. Wudu does break. But you always refresh your wudu. So you are called a person who is ba wudu. A person who stays with wudu, and there's great fazilat, great virtue of that. So just like that, our taqwa also, we are human beings. Taqwa break, but make tawbah, istighfar. Join it, connect it again, and you will be called a muttaqi. And if we are called muttaqi by Allah, then what to say of that? And this dua is for that purpose, to bring that reality into us. And the real proof of the pudding is in the eating. The time you are tested is when a person is not tested with bad-nazri now. As we are sitting here in the masjid, there is no woman around here. There is nothing. So the test is not here. But the test will be tomorrow when we are in the shopping mall, when we are on the streets. That is when the test will be. So this time of the year are the tests also. So this is the time, all the time the tests are there. But this time even it seems that though this year so far, real summer, that heat, we haven't experienced it, but the women generally feel all the heat has come on them. And they drop all their clothes. And for the men, it's a time for feasting. To feast, so Allah Ta'ala protect us, to give God our eyes. And for that, the first thing is, as far as possible, to stay away from such places. If we have to go, shopping malls, etc. I have to go to the airport. You have to go, that is the second stage. But the first is, as far as possible, to stay away from all these places. وَلْيَسْعَكَ بَيْتَكَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you want to stay away from fitna, one of the three things is, let your house be sufficient for you. That you just stay in your house. You will get saved from so many fitnas if you stay at home. And if you have to go out, then first take your precautions. Make sure, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that this hadith that, النَّزْرَةُ الْأُولَى وَلَكَ And the second, and the first look is forgiven. And the second one, you will be taken to task for. And the Hazrat say, that is in those places where you don't expect to see a woman. There the first look will be forgiven. Because just suddenly, like for example, sitting here, and if a woman is to appear here, you didn't expect her, your eyes fell on her. But in a place where you expect them, then from before you take your guard. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. During this period, all times, Allah Ta'ala save our iman, Islam, and all who are ill, people who are ill, Allah give them shifa. We are all spiritually ill. Allah Ta'ala remove our spiritual illnesses. Whoever were going through different conditions, Allah remove those conditions and replace them with good conditions. And Allah, especially the people of Gaza, the people of Darfur, Sudan, Syria, many places, what Muslims are going through. Just because there isn't much news coming doesn't mean that things are okay. Things are not good at all. So make dua for all, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq and guidance.